Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. It's not just for the young. We'd like to thank you for tuning in once again. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 p.m., and we do thank you for taking time out to join us and feast on the Word of God. Amen, amen, amen. And you know, any time that you sit down and feast off the Word of God, you get up full and feeling better than when you sat down. Amen. Amen. We'd like to thank you once again for those who are tuning in by internet. You can call in. We're an interactive ministry. What does that mean? That means you have an opportunity to be able to call in and participate. Amen. So the call-in number is 347-237-4054. Let me say that again. That's 347-237-4054. And you can call in and participate. And if you have a question or you want to ask the speaker for the evening, amen, the opportunity is there. If we do not hear you, that means that sometimes we have we open up all the mics, and sometimes we have a lot of distractions in the background. And on this end, we will mute you. So if you have a question or something that you would like to say, hit the number one, amen. And what a question mark comes up, and we open up the mic for you. So that's the only time that we try to close the mics when we're getting a lot of distractions, amen. Oftentimes, the man or woman of God like to hear from the people of God, amen, as they respond to the Word of God, amen. Sitting around the table eating and just having a good time. I don't know about you, but any time that I get in the presence of the Lord, I feel good all over. So we're going to move on from that. We are in Maryland. Amen, amen, amen. We are going to be hearing from Pastor Lorenzo Maddox, who has been on before and always comes with a word from the Lord. Amen. Comes with a blessing. So get ready. Amen. Because you're in for a treat. He is going to serve you a full course dinner. Amen. So make sure that you do not get up and you are still hungry. Amen. And if you're hungry, just talk to him. Amen. I'm sure that God has more for you this evening. For those of you, we'd like to let you know that if you would like to hear this message again, you can go into Blog Talk Radio, then type in We Can Begin Again. Amen. Blog Talk Radio, then type in We Can Begin Again. And once you type that in, you can pull up this message and share it with a friend. It is just like sharing the gospel, amen, evangelizing. And oftentimes in our family or those we come in contact with, you know, rather than sit down, listen to music, sit down and listen to the man or the woman of God, amen, and be blessed, amen. We are here to proclaim the Word of God. So we're going to move out of the way right now, and we're going to move on over into Maryland, amen, Baltimore, Maryland, where the next voice that you hear after prayer will be Pastor Lorenzo Maddox. Amen. Father God, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for your word, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We pray, Lord, that you would bless the man of God this evening, Heavenly Father, as he blesses your people, Heavenly Father. We ask, Heavenly Father, Lord, that all ears are open, and we comprehend, Heavenly Father, the mysteries you have placed before us, to open our minds, Heavenly Father, that we be able to hear and understand and help us on our journey. We thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. Pastor Maddox, are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes. Yes.
Yes,
you got to get excited. I get excited sometimes. Sometimes my wife has to sit me down and say, "Calm down." But I don't know. I just get excited every time the word of God.
My. I'm grateful for you and your wife for allowing me to be on Blog Radio. I trust that that we'll be able to say something that will help somebody. Songwriter said, if I can help somebody, I believe as I pass along, then I know my living won't be in vain. Tonight,
yes, sir,
we just want to be able to help somebody. All of us are standing in the need of help.
Yes, sir.
One way or another, it doesn't matter how long we've been on the journey. We all need some kind of help.
Amen.
And I come to learn that the more that we know more scripture than many of us live by. So we just want to tonight expound on just a little bit of Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. And I think it reads something like this in my Bible. I'm here and I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice, open the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me. Let Jesus in. John, it's kind of strange that it seems that we as a people, as the world, that we are going in other directions. It seems that most people have a different view when it come down to Jesus, when it come down to church. We are in a different place. And one of the concerns I think that we miss sometimes is that I believe that it almost looked like in the 21st century that we serve a different Jesus than our mother and father served. It seemed like we got a different philosophy about Jesus. It's kind of strange because I remember the story of Mary and Joseph, and God had planned it. And I often say that Jesus is a only person ever that picked his own mother, and he made his mother, he came through her. But yet, it just seems strange that even God allowed him to come in the world. He came in crying. He lived in his ministry, he was crying. And when he died on the cross, he still was crying. The cry was, as when he came in, was a cry of the little baby. But he grew up and began his ministry, and he began crying for God. Lord have mercy. But then at Calvary, he was crying for mankind. That's three different cries. And one, he cried as naturally as a baby come in the world, he cried. Then he cried in doing his father's will. On one occasion, they looked for him, and he was in the temple, and he said, basically paraphrasing the word, don't you know I must be about my father's business? But at the end, at Calvary, he cries again. And this time, that he's not crying just for himself, my mama. But one of the cries, he cried for everyone that was standing there, a different cry. It amazes me because when we look at him, how he came, and I'm just saying this, we got John Hopkins here in Maryland, but he was not, we already know he wasn't born into no hospital, but he was born. And the only thing about him that has grew that we learn and we search the scriptures is that it seems that he has an awesome resume. His resume is awesome. But yet there are people that will come and there are people that have been born and they have died and never checked out Jesus' resume. It was a different resume because his resume was for everyone. He came to live sinless life. That everyone, that man, woman, boy, or girl can have a connection with him. It amazes me sometimes because, and I like it because he just don't want to be on the outside of people's life. He really wants to be within. Now, that's saying something, that he wants to be within, and he is such a gentleman, and that he does not push his way in, my. But he extends the invitation that whosoever will, let him come. Here's a man that made the world, man that turned water into wine, man that has all power, but yet he gave an invitation. Pastor John, it bothers me because I wonder sometimes how is it that people that can read through the word and yet have Jesus outside. I wish I had somebody. I wish I was at 519 for a minute because somebody would say something. How can we live and have Jesus outside? Outside when we need him inside. We need him inside. And an amazing thing, look at Revelation. I'm going to tiptoe around a couple of things. One of the points I want to say that at the church here, that Jesus is outside. And it's amazing because he said that he would build his church. But why is this? Lord have mercy, that the Son of God is outside. And I'll pause a minute by saying that I think that the world is guilty because we have left Jesus outside. Somebody have took in the Republican Party. They have took in the Democratic Party. But it doesn't seem that no one really wants to take in the Jesus Party. Lord have mercy. So what we do is that we leave him. And now he's not the postman. He's not the UPS. He's not Federal Express. Jesus is on the outside. And I wonder how is it that many of us around the world have good programs, but Jesus is not at the table. Oh, that person. Many of our churches are many people, and he is outside. Why? And how can we lead the man from Galilee? How can we lead him outside?
One of the points I want to say tonight, that we treat him, Pastor John, we treat him like he got COVID-19. We treat him like he got COVID-19, that we are afraid to let him in. I'm honest to say that many people really understand, but I got good news for somebody that really wanted to know. He does not have COVID-19. He is alive and well.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And he does not need to get the vaccine, but he's willing. If you would, ma'am, sir, boy, girl, he's willing to come in. That he extends the invitation of wanting to come in a person's life. And how is it that what we have gone and so in our world, how is it that we have become so satisfied on having him outside? Many people, I'm not saying it because I'm, I'm saying that, but many of our churches does not have him inside. Many of our churches got memberships and we got money, but he's not allowed inside. It bothers me. How is it that we can leave the Son of Man outside? The Son of Man is that he came, he left heaven. And Pastor John, I was able to preach a church or a few weeks ago, and I really don't like doing bios myself. Mm-hmm. And every time I go to this church to ask for a bio, I don't really like doing bio, because I told them, and I thought about it that Sunday, that when Jesus came here, he left his bio in heaven. He came here and without a bio. He came here when he took on man's sin. He left his resume in heaven. The book says that when he got up on the third day morning, and he said, all power is given all to power. Me and heaven and earth. So it tells me when he came here, he did not bring all of his power. His resume was left up in heaven. But when he done what God wanted him to do, when he was that sacrificial lamb that did what God wanted him to do, when he got back up, he received. God's a good God, because he didn't throw away his resume. He received all his power that he had before he came. And yet, he's able to come and to help us if we really want him to. He can help pastors. He can help mothers, and he can help. And it's amazing to me when most of us, some of us done, Sunday was Pentecost Sunday, and most of us, if you don't see him, he's a good promise. And one thing about him that people don't get excited about, that he keeps his word. Brother John, he keeps his word. If he said something, sometimes I'm guilty, because that sometimes I haven't always kept my word. Mm-hmm. Sometimes being married, sometimes I haven't always, my intention was good. Y'all not talking to me, but yeah, sometimes I know I'm not by myself. I didn't always keep my word, but Jesus had kept his word. He said, I'm going away. But he said, I'm going to send a comforter. And he kept his word, because when he left, then he sent the comforter. And Brother John, what I like about the comforter does not, his business is not to stand outside. The comforter wants to dwell within. Lord have mercy.
Yes. Yes.
The inside job. He's going to come in. And at the beginning, I see him, he wants to come in the life of people in. And if many people would just let the Holy Spirit come in, talk about it, but let him in and let him dwell within. Pentecost was not just many things happened, but really there was those people was there. 120 got filled from within. Lord have mercy.
Yes, it did.
And I like it, because when they got filled within, what they had to do, they had to go and wait. Yes, and they became one mind. And I'm convinced that most people today really want the Holy Spirit in their hands, but not in their mind. Lord have mercy. They want the Holy Spirit, because we have diluted the Holy Spirit as him, as he makes me shout. He makes me feel good.
Yes, sir.
And his role is not to make you feel good. His role is to live within you and the fruit of what he does allows you to have some joy. It allows you to be submissive. It allows you to do something. But first of all, you've got to allow him to come in.
Yes.
Come in. The scripture comes to my mind that says, if any man be in Christ, Lord have mercy, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are new. Now notice something. Newness don't start on the outside. Newness starts within.
Yes.
And I wish sometime, Pastor John, I wish that sometime that maybe one of these days, understand that one of these days that we could allow people to talk about what the difference that Jesus has made within the person. Lord have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times that we got people in church, but Jesus has never been in. And then a lot of our churches, he's not allowed to come in. And then some of our churches, Pastor John, like in this church here, Revelation, Laodicea, he didn't come in. Why is it? Because he didn't come in. Just because the church has his name doesn't mean that he can come in. And I really, really sense that I think that we live in a time where we need to allow him to come in. I said earlier, he doesn't have the virus. He doesn't have the virus, but we treat him. And then there are times that in our own mind many things have happened, true stories and not true stories about this COVID. It done shook up the world, but people still have not let him come in. And the sad thing about it is that some people have already made up their minds. They are no longer going back to church. Some people don't scratch church off the map. No more church. Because the enemy done came and made people afraid to go in church. And then what bothers me is that the enemy can do that, but it doesn't stop people from going to Walmart. Don't stop people.
Sir.
Y'all not talking to me. It don't stop you from going to grocery. It don't stop you from having your cookout. Somebody going to cook out on Memorial Day. Somebody going to put the grill. Going to have people over. But when it comes down to the church,
yes, sir.
People are afraid. And I wonder, John. I wonder. And I'm not telling you. I'm not telling you that we don't live in a concern time. I'm not saying we're not living in a concern time. But I'm saying that we are to be a people that's willing to do what? Let him in.
Let him in.
Yes.
Why is it that in every place, every place around the world, Pastor John, got homeless people? But I just want to ask a question. Why is it that the Son of God got to be homeless? Well, why is it that the Son of God got to be homeless? Why is it that we can't let the Son of God in?
Jesus.
He won't run up your grocery bill. Help me, somebody. He won't drink up all your water. He won't eat all of your steaks. He won't eat all of your lobster. He won't eat all of your salad. Why is it that the Son of God is on the outside? Why is it that we won't let the Son of God in? Jesus. What he does, and I like it because, Pastor John, that what Jesus does is that he does something that many pastors and stuff can't do, depending on the size of their congregation. Jesus gives a personal invitation for whosoever will let him come.
Amen.
Whosoever.
Let him come. And I think that we are so busy today that we are confused. The knock of Jesus. I know in here he knocks at the door, but Pastor John, I really believe that Jesus is knocking all over the land.
Yes, sir.
He's knocking. Old people used to say, hush, hush. Somebody is knocking at my door. Oh, my Lord, what shall I do? Somebody said, it sounds. Lord, have mercy. It sounds
talk, like Jesus.
Somebody is knocking at my door. And I wonder, I don't know about you, but I can still hear him knocking. Lord, have mercy.
The
question is, Brother John, that I've been guilty because I kept him knocking too long. And I can't take all the blame tonight. I believe the church has kept him knocking too long.
Too long.
My Lord.
Even right now through COVID. Jesus is knocking, and somebody's too busy won't let Jesus in. He's knocking.
Yes, yes.
He's knocking at the door. Somebody said, oh, my Lord, what shall I do? Knocking. How's he knocking? I'm going to come to a close. How's he knocking? He's knocking on your heart.
Yes, sir.
How's
yes,
he
sir.
Knocking? He's knocking on your mind. How's he knocking? He's knocking at your house. He's knocking at your relationship.
That's good.
He's knocking. He's knocking.
Knocking.
He's knocking. If you want your anoint your attention, and not only in Revelation will we see where he was knocking at the door of the church here. That he gives personal invitation. But Pastor John, I saw something that Warren Worsby said something that blew my mind. That Warren Worsby said that was some angels that left heaven and came down to some homes. And Pastor John, some homes were so comfortable to the angels. The angels felt that they still was in heaven. But there was some homes that the angels couldn't come to because the demons was in there. Y'all not hearing me. And I think that in the midst of what we're dealing with, we deal with some places that even the angels can't come.
My
can't
Lord,
come because the angels doesn't feel comfortable. Y'all not hearing me. Angels don't feel comfortable coming to some places because they are people that talks about Jesus, but they got demons that live within. Angels don't want to dwell there. And Worsby, this comes from matter. Worsby said that there's some husband and wife that the angel can't help them because they got demons in the house.
My Lord.
They're just throwing it out there tonight. This Worsby, this not matter. This Worsby. Worsby made me think today that even some of our churches that we make a lot of noise, but demons are in there. Why is it? Why is it that the Son of God was knocking at the door? Why is it? He wasn't coming in.
And I'm going to stop now because I got to go back and I said, let Jesus in. Or I'm saying let him in because he got a good resume.
Hallelujah.
Can I get a witness? Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to close out on this. Can I get a witness? Yes, Zacchaeus.
Zacchaeus was one, had done things wrong, but Jesus said, I must abide, come on now, at your house. Oh, have mercy. And Jesus went home with Zacchaeus. And I don't know what conversation he had. See, I tell you, he gave you a personal invitation. I don't know what he said, but when when he came back out, Zacchaeus had a change. Lord have mercy. And somebody on the line tonight knows that one day that Jesus came in, and you only different because he came home in your life.
Yes,
that you wasn't what you were. You ain't always been shouting. Come on. You ain't always been speaking in tongues. You ain't always been waving your hand. You ain't always been saying thank you, Jesus. But somewhere I heard the knock of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I
let him in. And I wish around the world, I plead, man, woman, boy, girl, please, just let him in. Don't try to rearrange the furniture, because if saints would tell the truth, Jesus came in and fixed you. You didn't fix yourself.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Jesus came in and fixed
Amen.
You. You are better tonight because Jesus came in your life. We don't give him enough credit. We're to tell people that, yes, he was knocking on my door. I let him in.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Why not? More pastors, more members will just let him in. Some of us struggle in our churches and we can't do something, but the pastor needs to let him in.
Yes.
Let him in, and he will do something. Let him in. Jesus is knocking. Behold, I stand at the door.
Knocking.
If any man come in, he will come in and sup with us. Why don't we let Jesus in?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Let him in. The world would be different if we just let him you know what? I can't even love you until I let him in. Lord have mercy. I can't forgive you until I let him in. Pastor John, there are some things about him. I can't do it myself. I can't be a better man until I let him in.
Let
him in today. Let him in. If you want to be more loving, let him in. If you want to be more forgiving, let him in. Because whatever he does, he already has done it for you. Let him.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Let him
Hallelujah.
In. He can, Pastor John, not only, I got to stop now. You're getting good to me. Not only can he turn water into wine, he can turn misery into joy. Not only can he feed 5,000, he can feed 5,000 people with bread of heaven. He is the bread of life. Let him in.
Yes.
The earthly bread will mold. Earthly bread will mold, but the bread that he has will never mold.
Never mold.
That bread is just as fresh as it was cooked in the bakery this morning. 2,000 years ago, he still is the bread of life. Lord have mercy.
Yes,
and there's never no mold on that bread. It's fresh.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Let him in. I'm sorry it took too long. Amen. All your Pastor John.
It's good. It's wonderful. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
My God. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Let God in. God is here with us right now. He's in.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
What a wonderful message. Somebody knocking at my door. Jesus.
That's it.
Jesus, come on in. The door is open. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes. Good word.
Hallelujah.
That's the name of the Lord.
That was a true word from the Lord. Amen.
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 The mic's are open now. If you have any comments, all mics are open. Please be respectful. Please, sir, please, ma'am, be respectful for those
Thank
who are
you,
speaking.
Jesus.
But the mics are open. Amen. If you would like to share
Thank
a word
you,
with the man of God this evening.
Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Maddox, this is Mother Ida.
Yes, ma'am. Thank God for you.
Thank God for you for sending us a message. Somebody's knocking at my door.
Man.
Come on in. My door is open.
I just
thank you for that message. That's all I can say. I'm not going to summarize you because you said it all. Mm-hmm. And nobody need to. But God heard you and you gave it to us. So God bless you. Your wife, your first lady, your family, and keep on in God's hand as he got you in his hand, and you're telling us what we need to hear. Let God in. Thank you. Amen, amen, and amen.
Pastor Maddox, I'm so glad that I didn't miss your message. Oh, my God. That Jesus in, you know you're right. We can't love right until we got Jesus in the door. We can't do anything right. And he is out there knocking. And if we would all tell the truth, we were outside. We could be found outside with Jesus outside, come wanting to come in. I thank God one day I said yes to him and let him in. I thank God for that. And you make me even more thankful as I get to hear you more and more.
Very, very good.
Wonderful. I'll keep praying for you. Pray for me.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Pastor Sharon.
Thank you for your message this evening. It's simplistic and so direct and plain call for all of us to remember. Those that are unsaved, it's a message that we can share with our friends and our family and those. I appreciate your willingness to be with us this evening and your passion for evangelism.
Thank you.
God bless you, Pastor Matt. It's Elder Shower.
Bless you. Yes, ma'am.
I enjoyed the word. I took at it as you were talking believers and unbelievers. You said, let him in.
Mm-hmm.
Even as we say that we are Christians, we shy away sometimes. You say
yes,
he
ma'am.
Doesn't have a plague. And during this plague, we put on a mask that we don't want to praise him, don't want to serve him, don't want to live for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we shine
mm-hmm.
away. But you say, come to Jesus, come back,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yes,
let him
yes,
in.
Yes.
And you're talking to all in the world, the ones who say that they have Christ in them and the ones that don't have Christ.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
All mics are open. If your mic is not open, that means I'm hearing some distractions in the background, some noises in the background. So I muted you. Just hit the number one, and I'll know that, that you would like to be open for a comment.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Pastor Maddox, we truly thank you for a timely word such as this. We are living in a time where, and I like the topic, you know, let Jesus in, and that's what the problem is right now. Many have not let Jesus in, you know,
Amen.
Have not let Jesus in. And I like what you said in terms of that he is the bread of life, you know, the bread of life. It never gets old.
Mm-hmm.
He never gets old. God is always doing a new thing in our life, you know, and I like that also, you know, and also and you made a comment in terms of if the world has let Jesus in, that we would be more loving.
Amen.
We would be more loving. We would be more kind. We wouldn't be going through what we are going through right now if the world would let Jesus in. This would be a totally loving and kind and accepting world, and we wouldn't be seeing all that we're seeing right now. So those are my comments that I wanted to make in reference to the notes that I was taking this evening. Just a good word. As Dr. Clay had said, you know, it was simple and easy. It's easy for a child to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Just let him in. So simple. Just let him in.
Let him in.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. I know that I am. I'm excited about what has been shared this evening.
Yeah.
I'm like you, Pastor Maddox. I'm not perfect, you know. I make, you know, all kind of mistakes.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what?
Yeah.
I heard a bishop say, "Tell me, if you say that you are perfect, then you are a perfect liar."
Amen.
Gotta
be a liar.
I have carried that with me.
Amen.
If I may, you know, I've been on mute. I've been running my mouth and on mute. But what I want to say is, I enjoyed it. Bouncing off of Elder John when you said about just the world would be different if you love. But you know,
Mr. Herman, we get a lot of feedback. I was trying to find out who it was,
too.
And I don't want to keep muting all of these mics. Please, ma'am, please, sir, if you could, if you have anything in the background is being picked up and all of this is being recorded, could you please mute yourself and unmute yourself if you have something to say? Please, thank you. You know, just be respectful, you know, to this time. Thank you, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
So, like I was saying, you know, I enjoyed it, and like what Elder John was saying about the world would be different. But I like how you talked about the church, us. If we would let him in, we would love more. We'd love each other better. We would forgive each other better. I mean, it starts with us. We are the church. The world has to come into the church. See that? Come in to the church. Come in to Jesus. Come into the Christ. But we first have to follow that example of Christ. Of Christ. But it was an excellent, excellent start. I enjoyed it. God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen.
God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Pastor Matt,
good evening.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, please.
All right. Good evening, Pastor Maddox. I just want to say, yes, I enjoyed the word. I sat back and I listened because I learned from you. And you went in a different way as far as preaching. It was very very different for me, but I received it. I received it. You talked about a lot of things here, how Jesus cried, kind of like resonated the three different cries that he had when he was born.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. When he went to be about his father's business, and then when he went on Calvary. Mm. And then you talked about this one thing, about how the enemy is in the house. Your demons in the house. And you can be the light of the house, and you have demons all around. And we got to learn to pray and anoint so that everybody can unify. When you're talking about being united, as that person with the light, they ever have to be standing firmly with the Holy Ghost. Let me say it like that.
Amen.
God has given us power, but we're not using that power. So what do you want tonight for this world?
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. What is that?
Amen.
Amen.
631-9054, we just unmuted you. Do you have a comment?
Yes, I wanted to say to Pastor Beta, I enjoyed the word. I wanted to thank God to let Jesus come in. And I thought about it. Sometimes we are at the door, we hear somebody, and we look at him through the peephole, and we see his head, but we're not ready to let him in. And I said, Lord, thank you for this word on tonight. Because sometimes even after we make that initial allowing him to come in, but then he comes and revisits us again. And then what do we do at the door? So I was just truly blessed by this word on tonight. I seen God come through you a different way, but I'm truly blessed, and God bless you, sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you. You can just record. Thank you.
God bless you. Bless you, sir.
Pastor Maddox, as we come close, come to our close, would you please give the listeners let them know where you're located, your church, and you know, I'm sure that many come in that direction, and it's always good to know that you can come and visit someone that you've heard or you've talked to via internet or whatever, you know, when you're from out of town.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Pastor John. Our church is the Prince of Peace Missionary Baptist Church, 519 West Lafayette, Baltimore, Maryland, 21217. We are there on Sundays at 10, and we are there right after that for Sunday school for our morning worship. And we'd be more than happy for you to come. If you can send us a letter or whatever you want to do, we are there, and we thank God for you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Maddox, do you know Bishop Palmer there in Maryland?
I know you asked me about it. I've heard about him. I remember you said to me the last time about him. I've heard of him. Yes, sir.
Okay. I didn't, you know, I thought it was a small circle. And, you know, most of the clergy, you know, knew each other. Okay. Would you, as we come to a close, would you like to close us out with a prayer? And we again, we thank you so much for taking our time to come and share with the body of Christ. We pray that, you know, God will just increase your territory and will give you the desires, bless the desires of your heart as you move forward, you know, for the Lord.
Amen.
Father, we thank you tonight because you've been good to us. Thank you for allowing us to come on Blog Radio, New Beginnings. We understand that only through you can we have new beginnings. If we start our beginning through people, they will always cut off us from having a new beginning.
Only when we come to you and we let you in our life can we have a new beginning.
Thank you.
So we want to thank you. All of us tonight want to thank you because we are recipients of a new beginning. Because we had begun, and yet you allowed us to be born again. That gave us a new beginning. We ask you to touch Pastor John and his wife. I ask you to keep him in charge, keep him and the Father continuing spreading your word. And thank you for him not being selfish, him and his wife not being selfish, because they could really do this from Wednesday after Wednesday themselves, but they opened it up for other brothers and sisters that are in Christ. So we thank you. I thank you for everyone that's on the line, even the ones that didn't say anything. We thank you for them. We believe without a doubt that somebody that is a witness that you are a new beginning. We believe that somebody is a witness that somebody didn't say anything, but they are rejoicing because they are witness that one day they let you in, one night they let you in, one morning they let you in, one afternoon they let you in, one day they let you in, and their souls have caught on fire. Their will has changed from not their will, but your will. Something had happened, and they got joy in their heart, joy in their soul, joy in their mind, because they let you in. They had trouble, and you took the trouble away. So thank you for letting us in, Heavenly Father. We ask you continue that we will grow by your Spirit. Grow in your grace. Bless this ministry, we pray. And now to him that's able to keep us from falling, the present us, Father, before his presence, with exceeding great joy, to the wise daughter, our Savior, the glory, majesty, dominion, power, both now and forever. We say amen and thank God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. I love you.
I face the dawn.